You almost messed up the intro. I heard it. You were
about
like,
"How?" And a half.
Yeah, he was about to go, "Howdy, howdy."
What's you seem tired.
Huh? Let me. Are you doing camera? Something right now?
I don't know. Not intentionally.
Oh.
Already this is not starting off well. I don't know.
We're a little rusty. It's been a couple weeks, you guys, but welcome back to Good Influences.
Sorry.
Where the jokes don't matter.
Where the points don't matter.
Where the points don't matter and the jokes are funny.
What is that from?
Whose line is it anyway?
Oh, right.
Do you think we could do Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Absolutely.
That's just an improv group.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can make up songs like that on the spot.
Songs? That's all you think of as a song.
You think you can make
Wayne
up a hoedown?
Does...
No, I know.
Yeah.
There's so much more.
I can do
I know. But I was just saying one specific thing that they do.
I can do like the Irish drinking song game that they do where it's like, I-dee-I-dee-I-dee-I-dee-I-dee-I-dee-I-dee-I. I went to a bar.
We're not doing it, Matt.
Oh.
Actually, shut up.
Buzzkill.
Is Whose Line Is It Anyway still on TV?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they brought it back with a new host. Aisha Tyler, I think her name is.
Right.
Well, then, and it's not on TV.
No, it is. It's on the CW.
No, I know, but not the real one.
Oh, I know.
And probably
Drew Carey.
Not a good one.
Drew Carey was the original host.
Jim Carrey.
Well, and like all of the people on it.
Well, originally it was a British.
No, it's all of them. It's Wayne Brady, Colin and Ryan are still doing it.
What?
Yes, they've been doing
it. They are?
Yeah, for like the last like 5 years.
No way.
Does Greg Proops still come on?
Sometimes.
I love him. I love Greg Proops. He like has that kind of like California accent.
He's very California.
The little, like,
yes.
The do.
It's still on, Aaron.
Are they 90?
That is
crazy. They're
definitely
old.
Dang.
What?
We're already talking over each other.
Oh my God. Oh my Here we go again.
I swear to God.
I'm just trying to get better.
Okay.
Well, you can zip it when we're talking if you want.
I do.
Zip it or ticket.
What's good, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. Joined here with Carly Incontro, Aaron Guilfoy, and the other one.
It's us. We should take pics like this.
Like it's the 90s with a fish angle?
Yeah. Like, that's pretty sick.
Oh, that's kind of dope.
And y'all could get frosted tips.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that.
Mike with frosted tips.
Yeah, like what would happen if I showed up with frosted tips?
You would look like Justin Timberlake because you got a little curl. I mean, looks-wise, no. But hair,
how dare you.
Yeah, it would look like Top Ramen.
Yeah.
Eating only.
Did you guys ever have a ramen phase?
Yeah, I would like make ramen.
Were you guys ever poor?
That's kind of what I'm asking, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we got a cup of noodles a couple weeks ago when we were in Utah. And
the classic.
Oh my God.
And the little styrofoam.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
I like watching like TikToks of people who take Top Ramen and then like enhance it. Like they'll add a little egg in there.
That's what Nolan always does. He'll put like an egg, he'll put onions, he'll like do all this stuff. And I'm like, okay.
I put the seasoning.
No, literally.
Chicken
I'm like,
seasoning, good to go.
No, same. I'm like, what else would I even put in this?
I like the other ramen that's not Top Ramen when you're at the store, but it's the one that's in like the red packaging that looks really foreign. Like, I don't even think there's English on the package.
I think it starts with like an I.
Yeah. It kind of looks like this symbol. It looks like this painted brush stroke.
Is it super spicy?
Usually it is. It's spicier.
Is that your go-to ramen product?
I think so. I mean, it's kind of wild, like the world of ramen where there's, yes, that one,
yeah.
Shin.
No, none, I'm not, no.
But like, the world of like ramen though, like if you make it at home, it's super cheap.
Yeah.
But when you eat it out, it's like kind of expensive.
It's a full meal. Yeah.
50 cents at Vaughn's.
Yeah.
For a top.
You're also
top
getting
ramen.
Zero nutrients.
Yeah, it's basically
what do you
just
mean?
Noodles.
The chicken.
Oh, yeah, the chicken is good for you.
Do they put chicken in there too?
No, it's like the flavor. I was like a big chicken seasoning gal. That was like the only one I would eat.
Would you eat it as a soup or drain the water?
Oh, I would drain the water.
Oh, I broth it up.
Yeah, I did too.
Slurp it down.
Like when I was little, I was like, didn't understand. So my mom would make it for me and it would be the soup version. And then my cousin, who was also like my babysitter, she would drain the water and then put the seasoning in. And I was too young and dumb to understand. I was like, why is yours so much better? I'd be like, Mom, Kaylee makes it way better.
Yeah, it's yummy.
And we couldn't figure it out. And then she was like, oh, she just drains the
water. I would keep like a little bit of broth in. I just like don't really care about broth.
Do they make vegetarian ones?
Yes.
They probably do now, right?
Oh, yeah.
I want to try it.
Go to Tatsu. Tatsu is great ramen.
Oh.
Well, no. I have ramen. I go out ramen. To get ramen. But I'm saying like the cup of noodle ramen. I feel like every time I see
the cup of
like,
noodle ramen is just the flavoring. And I don't even think that there's real chicken in the packet or the powder. So
I don't
you
even
probably
know if that's
could
considered it's ramen,
huh?
The cup of noodles.
Considered ramen?
Is that one? These ones are.
Cup of noodles is borderline basically ramen.
Yeah.
Oh, they have roast chicken. Oh, the shrimp? Absolutely not.
I used to have the shrimp. That's as a child.
Disgusting.
I feel like I only thought there was chicken and beef until I was probably moved to LA. Like literally, I did not know there was a shrimp. I didn't know there was all these other flavors.
I think there's like original too, maybe. Like
it's shrimp? Though?
No, it's roast beef. No, roast chicken. Didn't know that existed. Beef, pork, shrimp.
Yeah, see,
chicken.
Not all the
picante chicken, which has a little spices.
But I think you may be able to have it
because it's just
there's
like
there's one
spices.
That's just soy sauce flavor.
You boil it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rabbi Carly.
You're welcome.
There's one that's just soy sauce flavor. Chili
Ooh.
Flavor.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
That's gotta Yum. Be kosher.
I do love a good like Annie's mac and cheese cup. I know that those are definitely not healthy for you, but I always
Annie's
love to have
is healthy. Oh, it's they Annie's? Sell it at Whole Foods.
Well, they make an dairy. Annie's one. They make a Kraft one, which is like
it says Annie's. I thought it was Auntie's.
You're kidding.
No, Annie's. I guess Annie's? I mean I always know the packaging. I know it starts with an A, ends with an E. I'm like Auntie's.
Purple.
It's Annie's.
Annie's.
And there's like little, there's little rabbits on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Annie's.
Okay, Annie's.
Annie's. Aunties. And also there's Amy's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
She has saved my life, that
Those
woman.
Those frozen dinners.
Oh,
yeah. She saved my life.
The broccoli cheddar.
And all of it. The bean burrito, the casseroles. The
we stan Amy.
Oh, my God. And it's like some woman.
Just Amy.
Who knew?
Well, no, like I thought maybe it would be like a brand and they just call it Amy's, but there's a woman named Amy who lives somewhere in America and I don't think she's in her kitchen.
Let's get her on the
making
pod.
All the burritos.
She's hand-making every frozen meal.
But I've discovered that frozen meals are also really unhealthy because they're packed with sodium, which is how they stay.
Isn't sodium a myth too?
It is?
Yes.
A myth? No, it's sodium's definitely, like you don't want to be eating more than 100%.
It doesn't exist. Yeah. Wait, what do you mean about sodium being a myth? Like it's not actually bad.
Well,
like,
I think if you're unhealthy, you shouldn't have too much sodium. But if you are genuinely like having and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, like sodium's not going to like really get to you. Like, and I also heard that like salt is like an overrated mineral where like they make people stay away from salt. There's a whole thing that goes back to the 60s about this.
I think I know what you're talking about.
There's a salt myth that like is huge in our food industry where they tell people not to have salt, but actually salt is good for you.
I love salt.
I will oversalt the shit out of everything.
We should do a fact check on it.
Sometimes I get like the pink Himalayan rock salt.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes I'll just unscrew the top and pour a couple rocks into my hand and then just pop that and eat it like a snack.
Oh my God. I do that with tahini sometimes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Actually?
Yes.
I do that with whipped cream.
Okay. Well, you're a child. I think sodium, Matt, is definitely not a myth. I believe that heart disease is the number one killer of people in America. Yeah. So.
Correct. But that also comes from like a lot of other things as well. Like maintaining an inactive lifestyle.
True. And if you're eating a lot of sodium, you're probably also indulging in other things that aren't super healthy if you don't really care about sodium. Maybe you're smoking cigs. Maybe you're sedentary.
I don't know. It's like a gen. I've just heard that like the whole sodium thing is like blown out of proportion.
Probably. It's probably like what is it? MSG?
That was, yeah.
Well, MSG is like what they put on.
Health podcast.
This conversation where we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, every episode.
MSG is well, that's, in sodium, actually.
It was like a racist thing that they were trying to make people scared of it because
it was like in Chinese food.
So they were like, it's terrible for you. But
they also put tons of MSG on like buffets. Like you ever see like Chinese buffets and stuff, eat all you want. It's like filled with MSG because when you eat MSG, it makes you feel full, more full than you actually are. So
it's like Ozempic.
Eat less in a way.
Yeah, that happens to me every day. Like I'm just full and then I'm hungry 2 seconds later. It's so annoying.
All right. Well, this isn't the ramen cast today, but this is a products we love, things we love, correct?
Yeah. That's,
oh, I thought we were just chatting.
Oh, this is just chatting. Oh, I
will. What? No, we're doing products we love.
The group chat
said
it was this episode today.
Pulling them out.
You're
right
giving
here.
That.
I must be. I must have missed this group chat.
I replied to it yesterday because he texted it like a week or two ago.
And you said you love that idea. You said you love
this
idea.
Oh, I didn't realize that was for today. I thought like for a future episode.
Oh, that's okay. I mean.
So, okay. Catch me up, guys. What are we talking about?
No, just like products that we love. Like,
okay.
Or things that we. Yeah, like for me, I'll give you one as an example. This one is a little dicey because it is we have been sponsored by them a lot. However, I do love it.
Oh, is it Skims?
It's Casetify.
Oh.
I think Casetify is the best phone case you can get because it literally will, your phone will not break if you drop your phone. Oh, well,
And what's truly great about this episode is we're like, we're genuinely endorsing the products that like, we're advertise giving a bunch hearing of free there. Promo.
We literally are, but like, I don't care because I tell everyone. Will but just like, say, okay, so I'm I mean, wrong.
Hold on. The case is fine. This is on Apple.
No, the case is supposed. Okay, so when we did the brand deals for it, it was, I remember.
We had to drop it from like 9 feet.
Yeah, like you drop and like, can you actually throw it higher? And
it's oh,
like,
that was on, part of your deal was yes, throw every, it higher?
Every we were sponsored by them for years of our life. Do like, I mean, I still have the case on it. But
yeah. And they'd be like, throw it on a heart, like make sure it's a hard surface, throw it 9 feet, 6 feet, whatever, and show it on camera that it's fine. I can't tell you how terrifying it is every single time, but nothing happens. Apparently, though, it can break.
It finally did. And
but not during the ad, right?
No, we haven't been sponsored by them in probably like years now. But this actually devastated me because I do love Casetify.
Yeah.
And I didn't even notice this happened to my phone until I was like taking a picture of TJ. And because I dropped my phone, I was just like walking and dropped it. So I wasn't even high up.
For the listeners, Aaron's phone has a Casetify case, but in between where the cameras are.
No, it's
glass.
The whole back is all shattered.
Oh, it's the whole back. It's not just the cameras?
No.
The screen is fine, though.
I'm putting that one on Apple.
The screen is fine.
But yeah, that does suck. I'm sorry.
I love really Berga devastating. Phone cases, though. Berga. I
don't know.
What did you call them?
Berga? Am I saying it wrong?
No, but you said something else last time. You're like Bergama or something?
Yeah. Like
Bergata?
Bergata.
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 It's just Berga.
It's just Berga. Their phone cases are incredible. I just got a new phone, so I don't have their case.
You know, it's so funny.
But those, they feel just rock solid. Like, they aren't going to futz on you at all.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to know other brands too that have that. Like, why is not every phone case brand like, if you drop it within a certain feet, like it won't break? Like, every single one should be like that.
I think OtterBox is the only one that has that guarantee. But you're basically clamping your phone into an astronaut suit every day.
Yeah. Oh, I've had some thick ass phones.
No,
with
like
OtterBox.
I can't get my phone out of this. It's half the reason why it's still on.
It's keeping it together.
Yeah.
The back will just completely dissolve if she takes it off.
Okay, the little sticky things on your back, the suction cup Octo thing, buddy? That's really popular. Do you have one too?
Yes, I used to use it all the time. I don't have it on right now, but I also, that is another thing that I would probably say is one of my favorite products is the Octo Buddy. If you don't know what it is, it's so big on TikTok. It's basically something sticky they stick on your phone. It has a bunch of
tentacles.
Tentacles, but they're
suction
they
cups.
Suction to like glass, basically, so you can film yourself in the
like
bathroom.
We're on QVC. Like, hey, now get a zoom in on this, guys. We're doing a great deal for the next hour here on Good Influences.
Now, we'll throw in an extra one for free.
I will say the thing that bothers me the most about them is that they eventually start ripping away from like taking them off of surfaces.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I always feel like
kind of stinks.
Gals, or I guess people who spend a lot of time in front of a mirror, it works really well. I don't
so sexist.
But no, but like I thought about getting one, but I'm like, I'm not suctioning that on anything that like.
You could suction it onto your shower and play a podcast or something. Yeah. That's what I do.
I guess, but doesn't
it's for
it a
like
little
creators, I would say, not girls.
Yeah, it's good for
but,
all creators.
Okay, but like, but I'd rather have like a quick like. But if I'm filming something, I just put like those tiny little tripod stands that just zip up and clamp it because I always feel like those just stick really well on a mirror. Like, you can't put. Can you put that on a white wall?
I don't think so.
It depends on the surface. I've been able to stick it to some walls.
Sometimes, though, it does kind of stain the mirror. I did it at Pilates once, and I was like, and I took it off, and I was like, oh, shit, there's all these little holes.
Yeah.
What about that viral, like, stand that was on TikTok, the white one?
I have that. That's another product I really love, actually.
Okay, so that one's
yes,
worth
I've had it,
it
for, actually, don't know, probably, like, half of a year.
What is this product?
I use it all the time. So it's basically a little it's a white, I can't explain shit. It's a white little shelf thing. Maybe I just need to show you.
It almost looks like a 3D printed like little ledge. It's like an L. And on the back of it is this like magical sticky tape
material.
It's like
super magnetic, but also just sticky to like
it almost
glass.
Feels like a flex seal thing that you can put on any surface.
And then you just put your phone on a shelf anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's a little shelf for your phone. So I honestly, since I got that, I use Octo Buddy less because it's so much easier to do that and then but taking it off is hard. Like, it's very sticky. Like, you have to, like, I sometimes will put it on my bathroom mirror that is also a cabinet. So I literally have to, like, hold it shut and, like, rip it up. And I've had it for a while, and it's still extremely sticky. So I
did you buy it on the TikTok shop?
I did.
That sounds like a dangerous world.
I agree.
Like, who's getting this credit card information?
I agree. I mean, I have bought a couple things, black market. But now when I see something that's TikTok shop, I'll usually look it up on Amazon and then read the reviews there, and then maybe buy it from there if it's because TikTok shop, I'm just like
TikTok shop. I think it's gonna arrive in like 6 months.
This podcast is sponsored by Rocket Money. Did you know that about 75% of people have subscriptions that they completely forgot about, and they're just paying for them every month without really knowing? I think truly Rocket Money is like the key to saving money in this day and age, because there are so many streaming services. There are so many subscription-based services, whether it's food or makeup or like whatever. And if you forget about it, you're just going to keep paying for it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I used Rocket Money and I realized I was paying for HBO Max twice somehow. With Rocket Money, you can see all your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help you cancel with a few steps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. That's insane. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/good. That's rocketmoney.com/good. rocketmoney.com/good.
No, it arrives quickly. I bought something from TikTok
like it's
shop.
Wrapped up like it came all the way from like
I bought
Bangladesh.
Shirts from the TikTok shop.
Shirts?
These like long t-shirts.
That's crazy.
Long sleeve shirts.
That's
I know. I get trapped in it. It's like, here's three shirts.
You should like text me when you're on the edge.
Well, no, because I know you'll talk me out of it. And I don't want to talk. Sometimes
sponsor.
I don't want to be talked out of it. I just want to get it.
Yeah, I'm your sponsor.
I'm telling you, it showed up the next day.
I'm having a rough day.
Yeah, see, that can't be good.
No, it can't be. Like, I'm sorry to the children who made my clothes. Like, I'm really sorry.
Well, no, it's companies that have warehouses in the U.S.
No,
and
I know,
like, instead of doing it on Shopify, they just do it through the TikTok shop.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it definitely was scammy and there's definitely a lot of nonsense on there, but like there's cosmetics companies that are on there right now. Like Tarte has a huge store on there. I bought like a Tesla like under storage thing that arrived in like a few days. Didn't really work. It didn't fit.
Says,
but
help me.
I always
fit.
Yeah,
wait,
it like
scroll on the shop?
No.
Oh.
No, but I keep getting this ad. It's like, if you have a Tesla, you should do this. And it's like, under the screen, you like snap a thing and it's like a little shelf that you can open and close. And I had like a 40% discount. So it was cheaper than on Amazon. And I was like, worst case, I'm out $20 and it arrives.
You can't return it?
No, I mean, you can, but like
I'm
buying something.
It's treacherous returning to TikTok shop.
You have to, you have to get a notary.
You have to fly it.
Has anyone returned something to the TikTok shop? Where do you go? What label do you print out? Yeah.
Well, so it didn't fit.
Oh, no.
And like I put it on and it just like wouldn't close. And I looked up the reviews and everyone was like, yeah, it's fine. And then one person was like, it didn't fit. So I tried to do a return and it was like, you have to go on a chat. Definitely just an AI bot. Like, we are so sorry for your inconvenience. We hope you have a great day. And they gave me like a return slip and I haven't mailed it back yet because I kind of figured out how to make it work. So I'll see if they issue me the refund, but
okay.
I think
you're skimming them.
Well, I'm supposed to ship it back, so they probably will not refund me until I ship it back.
Yeah.
But like Target, I just bought stuff from Target, and they sent me the wrong thing, and it was like, don't even bother returning it. We'll just credit you.
Nice.
Amazing.
Because for them, I think it's probably more of a cost to like restock it, take it out, whatever. So
that's what Patricia and I, we realized that like she got sent like this wrong item, and they were like, can you please send it back and we'll send you the right one? The new one's coming. And then we would like looked up legally. If they send you a wrong product, you legally can keep it.
Okay.
And we were like,
did you write a letter?
Shit. Okay, yeah, we're not gonna send this back to you, but we just stopped correspondence and they send us the new product.
And they didn't double charge you?
No.
Amazon will do that. If you like I've gotten the wrong thing on Amazon and they won't credit you until they scan the return
package.
Sometimes
Amazon tells you can keep it too.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so rare though.
I guess it depends on like the distributor or wherever, like, who sent the product. But that's my loyalty to Amazon, though, is how easy the return process is.
So
you're telling me I can go to Whole Foods and I don't even need to put it back in the box? And
that
I
is crazy.
You just show up off the street with the clothes on your back. And you're like, you give take me the my shirt return. Off of your you're like, thanks. No problem. And it's always like a kid.
And I'm always like, where does that go? Like, is someone back there, like, overwhelmed and stressed? They have to, like... I'm just like thinking about it. That sounds like the most stressful job. Where does all that shit go?
Because sometimes there's no, they don't, you don't need a tag attached to it. You don't bring the packaging.
Yeah, it's just a
like,
little.
No, like I literally knew someone who would like full on wear clothes, read books, like use the items and then return them.
To Amazon?
Yes.
And Costco also has a really good return policy.
I need to get a membership there.
Yeah,
oh,
I was thinking
it's only
about that
60
too.
Bucks. I was just there the other day.
Of the year?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's unbelievable.
Where is the Costco?
Right in Burbank.
That's, that's, I guess, far. For you guys it's easy, but for me, I'm like...
It's like 40 minutes.
It's yes,
so
but the amount
it.
Of money I'm going to spend on gas and the deal I'm going to get.
Matt, I bought a year's worth of laundry detergent and a year's worth of... dishwashing detergent
ramen.
For like 40 bucks.
Where do you keep all of it?
Just in underneath my... It's
a
like
year's
one,
worth of detergent?
It's like 120... I'm not doing 120 loads of laundry. Maybe for 6 months.
Oh, that's like...
What?
I know.
It's like a month.
120 loads of laundry?
No, but no, it's we're always doing laundry in the front.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yours just piles up in the bathroom.
No, that's not me.
I feel like there's always an intimidating line at Costco. Like, every time I drive by Costco, there's like a billion cars.
Well, that's for the gas station.
That's what I thought.
There is a gas station, and their gas is way cheap.
Yeah.
I really need to do that.
And they also have the pizza and hot dog situation.
Dogs.
Which, like...
Do they have ice cream, too?
Yeah. It's okay, unbelievable. Yeah. It's so good.
It's like the full IKEA.
Are there Sam's Clubs out in these parts?
I don't think so.
I love
Sam's Club, though.
I was a BJ's girly growing up.
What's a BJ's?
Like Sam's Club in Costco.
You made a vine there with your mom.
Is it related to like the restaurant chain BJ's?
No, I think it's actually owned by the same company.
Oh, well, when I moved here, I was like, what's that imposter BJ's? What do you mean that's a restaurant?
Well, you thought Costco was an imposter BJ's?
No, the restaurant BJ's.
Oh.
It was an imposter of my BJ's, which was a Costco.
Pazookies wholesale.
We should do a field trip to Costco.
It is so much fun. I also read a good thing about when you go into like a Costco or a Sam's Club, they have all the TVs and all the most expensive things right when you walk in. So it's like you walk in and they have $1,200 TV, $1,500 Bose headphones, whatever. And the reason why they do that is because nobody's actually going to go in and like buy the TV first thing. But they're like, well, I'm not going to spend $1,200 on a TV. So they get the guilt out of the way of like not spending a lot of money on a big ticket
item.
They're
goal mapping.
And then you go through and you're like, well,
I saved $1,200.
Right. I'm not buying a TV. Let me throw in like $1,200 worth of other stuff. And it's like alleviating the guilt.
It. Oh, so they don't even get the TV.
No.
They do
I mean,
math.
You can if you do want to buy the TV. Well, but like the reason to put it at the front is because it's such a big ticket thing where you're like, holy smokes. Wow, that's kind of sick. But no, not today. Not today. I don't need a big TV. But I do need a year supply of laundry and this and that. And then you start filling up your cart because you're
brilliant,
guilt-free.
Who figured that out?
Sam.
Smart. It's like when you played Roller Coaster Tycoon, you'd always put, you know, the big coasters in the back.
Listen, I wasn't like...
Oh, you weren't strategic about it.
I wasn't as like an innovative like
you got to do the marketing like, for the rides in the back of the park. Anyways, products we love.
I feel like, Mike, I know one right off the bat based on the socks you're wearing.
Oh, soda water?
Poppy.
I do love Poppy.
Oh.
Shout out to Poppy.
That's another good one.
And their robe that they sent. I love that robe.
It's so funny. I feel like every influencer wears it on TikTok. Like every...
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
So many.
Oh. It's my hot tub one. Every time I get out of the hot tub, I put it on and I feel like $1,000,000.
But I kind of just wonder if there's people who like aren't influencers just watching TikToks a lot that are like, what is this robe everyone's wearing?
Do they sell it? Because they should. It's an unbelievable robe.
I don't think so.
Robe.
I don't know.
I think it's strictly PR.
Have you tried their new flavor?
I got the big, I love the tall boys.
The blue raspberry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We went to like an event and Paris Hilton was DJing and they had not only it like in a can and they were making cocktails with it, they had the Slurpees too.
Like I knew it.
Alcoholic blue raspberry poppy Slurpee.
Okay, no, literally. Okay, so I got invited to that party, but I was in Utah, so I couldn't go and I was so upset. And then I saw the flavor.
Yeah, we were all there.
I know.
Oh.
And
wait till you hear my story.
And I was so bummed. And then they sent it to me and I drank it. And I was like, this tastes exactly like a blue raspberry Slurpee. But I don't think that I like it that much.
Oh, bummer.
I was sad that it wasn't super carbonated.
Yeah, it's like too like sweet.
It tastes like the end of a icy or like a...
Yeah, yeah, it does taste almost like a little. Syrup. It's like a little too childish.
There's no way in hell I could drink the Tall Boy without getting like an extreme stomach ache.
Yeah, the Tall Boy is a lot. I wish. Do they make the Tall Boys now of the other flavors?
I think so. I saw it with the orange. Yeah, they're making. I think at 7-Eleven.
The orange one is good. It tastes just.
Like I know. I'm like, please send Sunny Delight.
I love the cherry limeade and like so strawberry. Oh,
the strawberry vanilla.
Those
Poppy
are
is.
I'm cherry. A ginger lime gal.
Ooh. No, thank you.
Ginger lime. Actually, I feel like I have that in my fridge, and it's always been the one. I'm like, oh my God, am I in the mood yet?
I'll take
I don't
them
know.
Off
I'm
your
ginger.
Like,
I'm kind of scared.
They're
of.
Perfect for mixed drinks.
Oh,
I love that because it's like a Moscow Mule.
Yeah,
but prebiotic.
So there's Poppy and Olipop.
Yes, yes, arch enemies.
Which one are we liking better?
I've only think tried Olipop one time, and TJ brought it to me.
Oh yeah, the other day. Week?
Too sweet.
To me, like, Olipop tastes. Some I've tried taste too much like apple cider vinegar, and I don't like that.
Oh,
like, it didn't taste like that at all.
I don't know. Whoever will pay me the most.
is such a good answer.
No, I love
I mean, Poppy is killing it on the influencer game. They are sponsoring people. They're sending PR packages, like doing events. They had a Super Bowl commercial.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's in it?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh,
I don't think influencers were in it.
Oh, I meant like a famous person.
Oh, no.
Paris Hilton, though, during that DJ set, she didn't do Stars Are Blind.
Yeah, she's not going to play her own song.
She I does, think she should.
She's done it at Delilah, I feel like, for like some random event. Maybe it was at Olivia Jade's makeup party. I don't know. But I've seen her do Stars Are Blind. I feel like at Paris, if you're going to do a DJ set, play your biggest song.
Yeah, people would go crazy for that, probably.
Even though the guys
are... We were talking about that Poppy event.
Wait, so yeah, what happened with you?
Well, we were talking about it on our podcast, and I was like, I know, I was so bummed. Like, Poppy sends me PR. Like, we chat in DMs sometimes.
No, Carly literally was like, why the fuck didn't I get an
like,
invite?
Why didn't I get invited? Like, I'm so sad. Like, you guys were all there. I was like, everyone I know, every influencer.
Sitting there just watching everyone's
I was
stories.
Like, God,
so mad.
I was like, oh, I want to go.
Olivia Munn was there.
Yeah, I went. I looked in my email. I looked at my email.
Well, no, because I was like, no, you definitely got invited.
I got invited.
Did you?
Yeah.
I just missed it.
Yeah.
She was searching Olipop the whole time.
Yeah, I got confused.
She's like, where's the invite?
No, I was spelling it P-O-P-P-Y.
Stocked.
They keep my fridge stocked. Well, yeah. I've never bought it. They send it.
If you want the blue raspberry ones, I'll give them to you guys.
I have my fridge is full of Tall Boys. I want the Tall Boys of the other flavors.
Yeah.
They
do have, they're the
I don't know if I
them.
Need that. I like the regular size.
I love a Tall Boy.
It's just too much.
I would say one of my favorite things overall, Poppy aside, is just like carbonated beverages.
Yeah.
So like a Topo Chico. This is at Costco. They have the 18 packs of Topo Chicos, but they're the larger size bottles. They're not like the regular size that you get at like a restaurant or a store. It's a life changer.
They're bigger, like a Mexican Coke.
Yeah, like bigger. Like
yeah, like a Mexican, like something you would see more internationally in a
yes,
glass bottle.
But it's like not a full.
It's like those coin collector. Remember when you were little and your cousin would have those like big soda plastic
like a plastic thing with Coca-Cola
that you put coins in.
We had one of those.
It's that
you
big.
Couldn't even like get like the moment you wanted to cash it out. You
it's
even,
so
like,
heavy.
You needed
Do you
like
know what we're talking about?
I know.
Yeah,
I did not have one though.
Oh, we had one.
My cousin had one. I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah, you needed like a dolly to get that out of your room. Like, no kid could lift that up.
God, that was great. I will say one of my favorite things, and I don't think it's owned by Crest anymore, but the Spin Brush Pro. That toothbrush I've had.
Spin Brush Pro? It's Crest?
Or? It used to be, but now when you go to the store, there's no Crest branding on it at all. So I think they might have spun it off. Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's the best electric toothbrush ever made. I've been using it since the 90s. Like,
damn.
Yeah, and there's like Oral-B and all these other ones that like
Oral-B is dentist recommended.
Is it battery powered or charge powered?
Battery powered. So it is a little annoying that like over time the battery degrades and you got to put in new batteries. But it's like the top head is like a circle and spins side to side, and then the bottom one is vertical and goes up and down.
Oh,
I've never had a cavity in my entire life.
Wow,
it's the only toothbrush I use. I've tried other ones, and like all these other electric toothbrushes, the surface area is so much smaller and they're more expensive. It's expensive to change the heads. Spin Brush Pro, $15.
Damn.
Buy it once, buy it for life.
I use
Yes. Let me see. The best toothbrush you can get your hands on. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It doesn't look like it's Crest branding anymore.
It used to be Crest, but I've never had a cavity. It's the only toothbrush I use. I still have my same one from like 5 years ago.
This
I just
like
changed
it's
the heads.
From Dollar General.
It does.
I know, but I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite things that I own.
Do they come in other colors or is it just
those? They have other colors. They got like blue
and
purple.
It's like a
Walla.
Do you guys use Tooth Tunes?
No, I did. In college, I had Justin Bieber one.
My parents would never give me Tooth Tunes. Tooth Tunes in like the 90s and like early 2000s was a toothbrush. And they had this revolutionary technology where the moment you like put it in your mouth, you could hear the music in your brain.
Oh, right. And it would give you like 60 seconds worth. So when the music is done, that's how you know you're done brushing.
2 minutes.
Or whatever. Yeah. 1 minute for the top, 1 minute for the bottom. I don't know. But okay, that's one of my favorite products.
Does it? So does your toothbrush go on for like the 2 minutes that you're supposed to do?
No, I just, I'm in a rhythm. I brush my teeth so many times. I know.
It's from Dollar General. It doesn't have a timer.
Yeah, I have one. Oh, God, I don't even know the brand. But like you start it and then start brushing your teeth and it does each area for 30
seconds.
Oh, it
goes seconds. And it like lets you know.
Oh, mine does that. Yeah. I have Oral-B.
I can't know what mine is.
Quip?
No.
Oh. Quip. I loved Quip.
I had a Quip.
Used to those for years. Good.
What does the B in Oral-B stand for?
Bacteria.
The name of the brand is Oral Bacteria.
Oral.
I feel like I knew this.
I don't hear you making any educated guesses.
What does the
Oral B stand for?
Oral better. Oral.
The B does not stand for a specific word. Oral B was initially part of a toothbrush lineup produced by Dr. Hudson. The name Oral B came from oral hygiene, and the B made the name more distinctive and memorable.
That's so stupid.
You just put any letter. Yeah. Let's go with B.
I do love those like heavy like or the soft bristle toothbrushes though too.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Talkspace. Sometimes life can get you down and it can affect you in various ways. It might be helpful to talk to a therapist, but if you're not sure how to get started, Talkspace makes it easy to find a therapist that you'll like. It's convenient to meet online at home where you're most comfortable. Talkspace has made a huge difference in the lives of so many people. Do you think that seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find or meet with one or even afford it? Try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Sometimes people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist, but why wait? You can get a therapist through Talkspace. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. Getting started is the important part, and Talkspace has made it easy and affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have your virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. Talkspace even lets you send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait until your next session. Talkspace can help with specific challenges you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. And as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/good. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/good to get $80 off your first month and to show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/good. And now back to the episode. That's you got to buy the soft bristles.
Oh my gosh, those like Claudia Saluski. She like showed her what?
No, I know.
She was like on. Us, yeah. We did tell you this on the pod.
Yeah, then I we'll just change remember the she subject. Posted it. Literally,
what was it? Of course, I don't remember.
She posted like that reel of her dental care.
Mm-hmm.
And how it like fixed her gums and everything.
Yeah, it wasn't a brand deal. It was just like a PSA, but it felt kind of like a brand deal. And she was like, I fixed my gums by flossing and brushing.
That's it?
Kind of.
Oh.
I mean, it was more.
No, she looked like a before and after of her gums.
No Guru Nada oil pulling.
No. And, like, you got to do it with like your left hand or have the pinky up. And
I bought the oil pulling thing from TikTok shop.
Did you?
I got it from Amazon.
But. That guy must be making millions of dollars.
But you could also just get regular coconut.
Yeah, but it's like. Nasty.
Oh, I don't mind it.
I tried the coconut one like forever ago.
I oil pulled for like 4 months.
Did it
like,
do anything?
Every day. I don't know.
I hear such mixed things about
where
it.
Where are you spitting it out at?
The trash can.
Good.
Yeah.
Don't Why? Spit it down your drain because it will like.
I just swallow it.
Oh, it will
all the bacteria too.
It can clog your pipes.
It's literally like, don't swallow this.
One thing also swallow. You should never do is potato peels in the garbage disposal.
Mm.
I know. You think it's like a garbage disposal. You just, whatever. One time in my old house, I did potato peels. You're not
supposed to put anything down the garbage disposal.
What?
Yeah.
That's what my brother owns, a plumbing company.
What is it there
and for? And I asked, because mine got clogged. And I was like asking him, I was like, so what exactly are we supposed to be putting in the garbage disposal? Because in my mind, you just put your dinner in there. When
yeah.
You're done. He was like, technically, the last noodle on your plate, if you want to be very meticulous like about it. But obviously, people don't.
Well, potatoes.
I'm throwing eggshells.
No,
eggshells, and I blame my parents for that. I was so used to growing up and just eggshells going down the sink. That was something my parents taught me.
Have you seen the thing that you crack an egg by just dropping it, and that's the best way to crack it?
Come again.
That works?
Yeah, like people are always like cracking an egg on the side of the thing, like using force. But apparently, if you just drop it from like a couple inches off, the gravity and the way that the egg is made is like the perfect amount of pressure for a perfect crack every time.
I would be so scared it would just crack like right open.
I try it. I mean, I don't make eggs ever, so I'm not one to
I
talk
brought an
here,
egg. Should we try?
Did you?
No.
She's had an egg in her pocket this whole time.
Mike, did you?
I don't know. Maybe you guys are doing
I've always wanted to crack an egg on my head. You see like those like cool like cooking guys who are like...
Trip. Down, let the yolk drip down.
Oh, this thing? Spiders on your back, spiders on your back.
An egg on your head.
What color did you see? That's the color you're going to see when you die.
Oh, yeah. Ew. Wow. I don't like that. I will also say for workout apparel, Lululemon, I know it's like very basic, but it's buy it for life. Like literally, if anything goes wrong with it, they replace it.
Aren't there like dupes of Lululemon that are basically what Lululemon is buying? They just don't
probably.
Have the label on it.
I wouldn't trust it. But
multiple people that there's like this site you can go to, and that's where Lululemon is getting their basics.
But here's
from.
The thing: like blanks. If you buy one, so say I buy a pair, and then a year later something tears, I can't get it replaced.
But what if these are like $10?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Lululemon has like a lifetime guarantee on their clothes.
Yeah. Oh. That's why it's so good. It's so soft. It's like
they do every legging I've had is
squat proof.
When Daron was staying with me, he said that Casey Neistat has like a huge amount of Lululemon stuff, and he gave some to Daron, and Daron was like, "It is the best clothing I've ever owned in my life."
Wow. I was so against it. I was like, "Lululemon," and then I got a pair when I started Pilates, and I was like, "Wait, I get it."
I think if anything that just has like the brand on it is kind of cringe. Like people who wear Aloe stuff that's like. So clearly Aloe or so clearly Lululemon or like so clearly.
I feel like they don't really.
Labels. I think that they're a good brand because they don't put it in your face.
Is it true the guy who like came up with the name of it who's like kind of racist?
Because
he thought it was funny how Asian people try to pronounce it. He wanted to make something so like.
Is this an SNL bit?
No, this is true.
No, it is true. But apparently it was a quote he said in one article, but he's tried to say that like he never said that quote that was like.
Shane Gillis?
I don't know. There's some speculation about it. You know what I love? My wallet.
Oh, okay. Let's hear about it.
My wallet is a Andar wallet.
Oh, yeah.
So great. I have like always had like a billfold wallet. And this, what I love is I can put all my cards in. There's just this little slot at the bottom.
Whoa.
And they all pop
up. Like a weapon.
Like all right,
David Blaine.
How many cards can I fit
Let's
in there?
Let's memorize those numbers.
You know what? I don't know the max, but sometimes I'm able to get like a lot in there. Like hotel keys. Sometimes I'll put my
what
driver's license in there.
100 Chick-fil-A gift cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all pop
probably
out.
Could. I want to know the technology. I think it's just probably one little slant in there that just pushes all of them up. It's so steady. Every time I'm at the club, I can like see.
At the club.
Why am I saying I don't even go to the club. When I'm out and about at bars and stuff, I can always see what I have. There's a little area for cash right there.
Oh, cute.
But Andar, this is like, I got...
This is the guys we met at VCon, right?
Yes, and they gave me it. I was like, sure, you guys run a wallet company. I'll see if I like this. Who knows?
How
do you
do it?
For girls.
I wasn't looking for myself.
But I was at a lunch one time. And I got like four guys to say that they liked it, and all of their like girlfriends or their fiancés and wives bought them for Christmas.
Wow.
Whoa.
Do you keep cash ever in the little
Sometimes
strap?
I feel like one time I put too much cash in it and it kind of like
too much cash.
Opened got it sad. Up a bit and I've caught it kind
for
of
the
slipping
club.
Out. But
for the strip club.
It's
Matt
a
has
really
too much cash on him.
Too much cash. I mean, I did come back from Vegas, so
yeah. Aaron, do you have a favorite thing?
Yes. My one like a true thing that I will like stand by forever is the chapstick that I use.
Oh, okay.
I literally buy it in bulk.
Hold on. Is it actually the brand chapstick, or are you using chapstick?
No, I have it right here.
Is it Rocky Mountain Vaseline?
It's Rocky Mountain medicated lip repair.
Oh,
okay.
It is. Honest, okay. I've been using it for like 6 years now.
So it doesn't work.
You're being medicated? Like, do you have to get a prescription for it?
No.
But so if you've been using it for 6 years, doesn't that mean that it doesn't work because you have to keep using it? If it worked, you...
No, but like you boys use chapstick when their lips are chapped. Like girls use chapstick.
Mm. All the
like,
time?
I'm going to give a review. Yeah. It smells like Burt's Bees.
Do you put chapstick over your lip gloss?
No, normally under.
Under.
Okay, so you start naked lips, you put the chapstick on, then you add a bit of gloss or lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends. If I'm going out, I'll do that.
But, like, that's here? Not the brand chapstick. That's a different brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Rocky Mountain. I put on chapstick probably like 2 times a
this
year.
This does not smell like Burt's
Bees. I don't know, though. I can't remember.
I think it does.
Yeah.
I cannot remember the last time I put anything on my lips.
Carmex.
It must have been decades.
If I can feel my lips getting chapped, I put on chapstick.
Now and you that's just gotta only lick when them.
I'm, oh my God. No, it's like the best.
When
it
I'm
makes
skiing.
Your lips like this one makes your. Yeah. So TJ went to Colorado, and everything was, like, so chapped. So he went to, like, the store, and this was there. And, like, ever since. Like, we literally buy it in bulk.
Oh, can I have
you can
one?
Only get it. Yeah.
Oh, there's nicotine in it.
No, there isn't.
No, it, like, makes. Buzz. Do you want to try?
Can I?
Yeah. It makes, like, your lips.
You guys share lip balm?
Not typically, but this one's, like, almost on its last leg.
She'll just give this
it
to
like,
me.
It, like, makes your lips, like, tingly, and, like, it genuinely just feels like it's doing stuff.
Gives me a...
It, like, if I am in Utah or somewhere dry, like, I mean, we live in California.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
And it, like, it...
Swapping the chapstick.
Can we kissed?
But you call it chapstick. You don't call it by the brand name.
Yeah, I'm not like, Kleenex. Oh, let me get my Rocky Mountain stick out.
Or just kind of get my, I guess, my lip balm. You're not
no,
saying
it's just
that.
Chapstick.
Yeah, I say chapstick too for everything.
Have you seen the new one that's like a bracelet that people are putting on? It's like a little bracelet that.
A chapstick?
Yeah, it looks like a piece of jewelry, and then you flip it open, and there's like a little
that's
pad.
That's like
of,
something we had when we were like three.
No, literally, dink, and it like opens up. Yeah. It's plastic.
Pink. Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok. Apparently, it's pretty popular.
Does it look like an Apple Watch?
TSA would be like, what the fuck is this? Get down!
Get down!
That is so weird. I wouldn't want it on my wrist.
That does sound like a toy we would have when we were little. Like, clink.
Just, like a little teeny thing. And then there's
Hailey
like a little
Bieber.
Mirror.
Yeah.
Or her phone case.
Did you see Hailey Bieber made one that's on her phone case?
Yes. It's that's
ew.
A lot for me.
Yeah I think
it's on your phone case?
No, well, no. It's like a little slot that fits her like lip balm perfectly in it.
It's like her brand's lip balm fits into the phone case.
You don't like
how much chapstick is she putting on?
I don't know.
That to me is like, okay, this is like fun for a photo.
Is Burt's Bees though, like, is there actual beeswax in it, or is it just flavored like honey? And
it feels like beeswax because it is so hard to
get
on.
It's not smooth. It doesn't glide.
My lips are tingling.
They feels nice, right?
Like minty?
Kind
or like
of.
Spicy?
Mm-hmm. Like minty a little bit. Like I got lip injections.
Yeah, no, it's nice. You want to try?
I'm good, thank you.
We also...
Wait. Well, you can try it and I'll take the top off.
Oh, like take a... That's how I would try it is if we took a little credit card and sliced off.
No, what you do is you take a piece of hair, like a little piece of hair.
Oh. Is hair strong enough to slice through it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
there she goes.
Aaron, that beautiful hair of yours.
I'm not.
I don't know.
Okay, now Aaron's being David Blaine.
Oh, okay.
This is like a magic trick.
Wait, no, literally.
Here. Okay. It just whoa! Whoa!
Ew.
That really works.
The hair just stuck in the chest.
I'm so sorry. I have to put it on the table.
See, now do it.
I'm okay.
What?
Then I'll do it. Yeah. She just went through all that work to do it.
You told me you would do it.
Yo, I raw dogged it.
I see the magic trick.
I raw dogged it. You guys okay. Can. Give it a couple minutes.
Kind of vanilla-y.
Yeah.
My problem with chapstick is that anytime I eat or drink, I feel like it's now tainting all the things that I'm doing. Like, then it's going to be on my Awala bottle.
Mike.
Both of you sighed the way that I've heard so many people sigh when I speak in my life. Just
you got a little nice little, like,
glow. A little plump?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, mad. Go off, girl.
Go off, girly. We also have some fan submissions. I don't know if we want to keep talking about hours or how much time we have.
I mean, we've literally
Can I do a rapid fire?
I know.
Can I do a rapid fire shout out?
Yeah.
Or we
don't even have to
I think we can do
thing.
Another episode of this because we did one each.
I love
so
Brevity
far.
Backpacks. Their backpacks are so awesome. They sent me like a bunch like a couple years ago.
Yeah. Same, yeah.
I get so much use out of them. They're so cute. They're they come in all different types of colors. They're the
best.
You
got any extras?
What?
I actually might.
Actually, I
they
think
sent me
I
two,
do.
But I think I got rid of one.
I have a yellow one, I have a green one, I have a blue one.
I have like a beige.
Also, I love my Dyson Pure Cool.
What's that?
Oh, Dyson air purifier.
It's like a, it's an air purifier, and it pumps a little AC. It also looks really good, like in your room. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
I love my Dyson hair dryer.
And my Dyson vacuum.
I love my Dyson vacuum.
And my Dyson
air wrap.
Do you have
one that has like the green thing so you can see hair?
No.
Oh, it's so cool. It's like a laser beam.
I've seen that. I have the V12 Max, I think it's called. Oh. So it's like the bigger size, the bigger container, bigger battery.
Has Rick come back?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, on the phone the other day, she ran out in the middle of the night or something.
No, she's always running out in the middle of the night.
Okay. Yeah, it's tingly.
Oh,
right?
Oh,
wait,
is this what you're about to ask me?
No, I was going to say, did you have others?
Well, there were rapid fire ones. I love Sensodyne toothpaste. It's the best. Ooh, Harry, Harry razors and shaving cream, I think, are a very reliable product, and they have awesome razors.
I will say for women, I use the Billy razor. Mm. I just like forgot a razor when I traveled one time, and they had it in like a CVS or whatever. And I was like, this is cute. Got it. Love it. It's so good. I usually...
Noted.
Use men's razors, but Dollar Shave Club like changed the razor heads and I don't like them anymore.
Mm.
But the Billy, so great for women.
Okay.
Stan 110%.
Hell yeah. And then I also love Manscaped too. Manscaped is really good, like as just like a really like for your intimate hair.
Ball wash.
Just trimmer, say what it is. Clean trimmer, your balls.
It's worth it. And these are these are things that you also see influencers like do ads for, and people are like, is this just an ad or is the product good?
MeUndies, great underwear.
MeUndies is great underwear. La Roche-Posay face wash is so great. I also love, Verst. I love their face lotion. And Dude Wipes.
Oh, I have so many. Do you want some?
I have so many as well.
Do you have
well.
The pumpkin spice?
Yeah,
I do. I
pumpkin spice Dude Wipes. What are we doing here, guys?
You know, the thing with Dude Wipes, I love the product, but they say it's flushable, but you're not allowed to flush anything like that.
I have a bidet.
Same.
So I don't need to do that.
I do it when like I don't do it every time, but when I'm in like I need to do a proper clean. Well, we have two bathrooms. One has the bidet, and if someone's using that one and I'm in the other one, that's where I'll use my Dude Wipes.
Well, let's give a shout out to Tushy.
Tushy.
An amazing product.
The bidet.
Me, a little girl, can hook up the bidet myself.
Yeah. Isn't it awesome when you do it?
It's fucking awesome.
Did the plumbing for
a bidet? I
did it
on mine, and I got one for Emma for her birthday, and I hooked hers up. I was so excited about it.
Wow.
Yeah, we've had a Tushy for probably like 5-6 years now. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
We buy them for people as gifts when they like move.
And it's great for your for a B-day present because it's like, I got you a bidet for your B-day.
Okay, true.
Go.
Another thing, as someone who travels a lot, Away Luggage, top tier, obsessed.
The Paravel. Brand is amazing. Paravel luggage is really good too.
Fight.
No, like, okay, but I haven't had my only problem with Away suitcases is a lot of people have Away suitcases. When that's you're there fair. At the but baggage thing, you gotta double check that.
We gotta put a little sticker on it.
What do we like about Away?
It's okay. I travel so much and I pack a lot, but I am a notorious, like, I will only bring a carry-on person.
Brilliant.
But it's really hard to fit a lot of stuff. They are so stretchy and I can fit everything in there every single time. Not that they've broken a lot, but like the first one I ever got, like last year, the little zipper fell off. Sent it back. They sent me a brand new one.
Oh, that's
like
good.
They have an amazing
customer service
thing. Lifetime guarantee, I'm pretty sure. And it's so good, so solid. Even if it gets dented, they're like, send it back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's good.
So that's
Away does that.
Yep.
Damn, and that I live right by the Away store too.
Like on Melrose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. I love. I just saw something last night. Bays that luggage. Mm-hmm. People are complaining online because they're like, after one use, it has like all these scratches on it, which I'm like, yeah.
I mean, that just happens.
Anytime.
Like, if it's getting thrown, I mean, at the airport.
Especially if you get like a really light colored one. Like, it's going to look so dirty.
Even black, like it'll get like the white, like chalk looking colors. Like, that's just.
I still use the first Away we ever got.
Me too.
And it's beat up.
And an Away luggage, two of them since 2017. Like, I am a long time holder of Away.
I can't believe you're a carry-on girl.
I know.
I think you should teach a packing
class. TJ is so lucky.
I know. Like,
you should, next time you go out of town, you should literally make a TikTok and say like how you pack. Yeah. It's like, that'd be really good
content. Yeah.
And like interesting because you're really like good at
so, you know.
I'm
so, because I want to know. Because I don't.
For your ski trips?
Well, I don't have to bring anything.
They just, because
everything.
Oh, you leave it all there and then you drive it back.
And I wear like pajamas.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So nice.
But yeah, no. Like when I went to New York, it was tough.
Well, how long were you there for? A week?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough, especially for...
In the winter.
For a girl.
Yeah. I wore a jacket on the plane and then packed a jacket.
Brilliant.
In the luggage.
Yeah.
But you got to be like really meticulous. But I love Away. I have said this forever. I don't care how basic it is. Uggs are the best shoe.
Really?
Yep.
Like, they really haven't changed.
For the summer? Like...
Well, obviously not.
Oh, okay.
Sweaty.
Yeah, no, like for the once the like sun starts going down at 4 p.m., like it's time to whip these babies out.
Ooh, nice.
I'm a new Ugg owner now, I agree.
Yeah.
Are those Uggs too?
No, these are not.
Do you own a pair of Birkenstocks, Mike?
No.
You should get
like, I did. I bought one pair and I didn't like it at all.
Oh. Really?
Do you like mine?
Those are cool.
Thank you.
I just feel like with these.
But you, for the pool, like some no, little they, like dressy like, casual.
I mean, I have them, but I like a good rubber-only sandal.
I have a rubber Birkenstock.
Oh.
I've had them for years. They're so great, and I think they're only like $40.
I bought when I was like traveling, so I can't remember where, but I have like a $10 pair of just like blue rubber, whatever they're called, like the strap ones. Perfect. No complaints.
Good.
Yeah.
I love New Balance.
You do love
that's
New
my
favorite,
but even though I'm wearing Nikes right
New
now,
Balance.
New Balances are my favorite pair, and also Carhu's. I like those as well.
What's a Carhu?
It's like an Australian shoe brand.
Is that what like the V on the bottom?
They kind of like it. Almost looks like a weird like kind of like hiking shoe. Or I love the Carhu. What are they called? The 2.0s. Those are really cool. Shia LaBeouf wears them. I wear them.
Then they're good.
Also. I thought you were going to mention earlier Skims. I am.
Oh, yeah.
You can just leave the mic.
It's just like I feel like.
But you don't have to. You don't have to like do this. Just be normal. Yeah. It'll pick it up.
Sorry, my bad.
Stop being so nervous.
We do ad reads for Skims, and I got to say, I've been loving Skims. I first got into Skims during like the pandemic, 2020. I think I did like a brand deal with them, and they sent me a ton of stuff, and I became obsessed with the brand. And she's put out so many new things since then, and they are all so good. Did you get your socks, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Good,
very
right?
comfy. I also was high out of my mind last night and bought stuff from Skims.
As a guy, seeing the reviews of people talking about Skims and like what they do, it really looks like one of the best brands in America
good.
Right now.
I have the Cozy collection. I've got PJs. I just got the Boyfriend collection. Mm.
Do they make stuff for guys?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
But also a lot of the stuff is like unisex. Like the PJs, they have a bunch of PJs and I buy them for like my family.
I wear PJs like every night.
You should get some Skims PJs.
The Boyfriend collection, I put it on this morning because I got it delivered yesterday. Unbelievable.
And you didn't put on yesterday? What the hell?
And I was like, I don't want to open this.
That is crazy. I have to open a package as soon as I get it. So that's why we're talking about it like that.
Yeah. I'm wearing this. They're tanks.
Yep. That's Skims.
I have dresses.
Yep. Wow.
The only thing
they're
about Skims,
underwear fits everybody.
The only thing about Skims is a lot of it is like see-through.
Mm.
Like a lot of their shirts and like their tight fitting.
Nice.
Okay.
I didn't like run into that problem.
Yeah. I got a couple. Like I have their brown t-shirt and then their brown long sleeve. And I have to wear something under it, which is like whatever.
Do you think I would?
Like how maybe, see-through are we maybe talking? Not, but if you got like a white one, yeah, it'd be like see-through. Yeah.
I'd probably still wear it.
Yeah, probably. Just fair.
I'll have to try. I love it. I'm wearing Skim socks.
We need to make like to know what's after this.
I'm wearing a Skim.
I have one.
Whoa, Carly. Whoa.
Cares about things being see-through then just shows her
it's literally a bikini.
Yeah.
Same thing as a bikini, whatever.
Wait, is that a bikini?
No. I'm saying
they
like,
do make
showing
bikinis,
this like
though.
Being in a bikini.
I think that's the only Skims thing I have not tried is their swimwear.
I'm too scared. It's too small and skimpy for me,
anybody for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like very scandalous?
Yeah. Kimberly. Good job, Kimberly. You did that, queen.
Okay, I'd like to say a couple more of mine. Or do you still have more?
No. Those are my big four.
Okay, so for the people who like to get high at night, take edibles at night, the brand, if you're in a legal state, the brand Wyld, WYLD, elderberry, is the best thing ever to put you to sleep. Okay,
you gotta try Lemmy.
I okay. we need to talk about this. So Aaron sent me a TikTok. You know, okay, so Kourtney Kardashian came out with all these vitamin gummies. There's like, they're called Lemmy. So they have Lemmy Chill, which are supposed to calm you down. Lemmy Sleep, that are supposed to put you to sleep.
Oh,
Lemmy,
blah, blah, blah. I get it.
There's like a Lemmy matcha one.
So this girl.
But it's like, let me sleep.
Well, we were talking, Carly and I were talking the other day about how she like never sleeps through the night.
Yeah, I like have a horrible sleep. Unless I like take something, but yeah,
okay. Sedates herself.
Unless I take propofol.
Jesus. All right, Michael.
Unless
Jackson.
I'm Michael Jackson, I'm not sleeping well. I got to put under. But Aaron sent me a TikTok of this girl raving about Lemmy Sleep. She was like, guys, she took it at 4 p.m. She was like, it's not going to do anything. She took two, and she was like, I was in another dimension. I fucking fell asleep.
This
blah blah.
THC in it?
No. It's just like melatonin and shit. But then, literally 10 minutes after I texted you, and I was like, should I try Lemmy Sleep? A TikTok came up and. Duetting that one. And she, I don't know if she's a dietitian or like a doctor or something. She was like, to be honest, all these are is like an overdose of melatonin. She was like, you can buy the same amount for like $5.
5 milligram melatonin.
Yeah, I know. But I was
melatonin
like,
is the bee's knees. It helps so much.
I think I have to mix it. I really like.
You're like Walter.
I have to mix it with my edible.
Yeah.
No, but like the Calm brand, the Sleep Calm, it has magnesium. The one that we take, magnesium, melatonin, L-theanine.
The powder?
Yes. And I think all that combined truly makes me so fucking sleepy. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's not doing enough.
Well, I also haven't really taken it in a long time.
Well, melatonin helps you fall asleep. Magnesium helps you stay asleep. So maybe...
Magnesium does not work for me then because I take it every single night. Glycinate? Glycinate, yes.
In a powder form or how do you take it?
Pill form.
So there's a brand that makes like a powder.
Are you snorting it or?
Yes.
Okay. Are you boofing
it? I'm injecting it.
No, you.
Am I what?
Boofing.
What's that?
You put it up your butt.
I stick one up my butt every night. That and my wild edible.
If you just take a little scoop, it's like a little tablespoon, put it in a little bit of water, mix it up, and you drink it, you will sleep through the night.
Oh, damn. I'm just on Skid Row sticking it on my ass.
Well, no, you
Patricia
don't
and I, we knew this girl.
No.
Who, we were, like, on our close friends, she got a nose job, and she was complaining that now she got her nose job done. She can't snort cocaine, so she has to boof cocaine.
Oh.
And we were like, girly. Why is this on your close friends? Who, she must have just
She's
done a line
die.
And was
She's
like,
die.
I gotta share this to the world. It was the most unhinged like close friend God. Story of someone that
don't also admit to crimes on Instagram. Like doing cocaine on close friends is not
that's
the
so
vibe.
Scary like you'll die I feel.
Oh but for sleep gummies I like elk if you live in a state that like El Camino? Cannabis is like legal.
Ooh.
Elk or Camino sleep gummies. There's also a deep sleep one but that one I feel like has way too much THC. I love that
oh
one.
Yeah you how much THC is in it do now?
5.
I take the 10 every night. I know you're so judgy
Hardcore.
About it. I made a clip, I remember, and I was like, I take 10, and you're like, pothead.
Yeah, pothead. 10?
It doesn't make, it like,
that makes,
it's
that's
nice.
Too high for me.
It's, yeah. Well, I guess you're just a wuss.
Yeah.
But then again, like, if I took it right now, I'd be freaking out.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I can't, But when I'm laying in bed, I'm totally fine.
She needs to be sedated.
I do need to be sedated. Okay, so it's not real chapstick, but going along the lines of that, Palmer's cocoa butter chapstick, it looks like a glue stick, literally, and it's so cocoa buttery, so nice on your lips. I love it.
My cocoa butter kisses.
I'm obsessed with Coffee Mate.
Really
for
nice with the gloss.
Really?
Actually, yeah. They're glowing.
We look on my video.
Also, for skincare, it's called COSRX, COSRX. They make the snail mucin.
Mm.
Obsessed with the snail mucin. However, I did see yesterday that
is that English?
Is this, are we in potions class?
Yeah. You wouldn't get it. You're
RX snail mix?
You're a boy. You don't get it. Yeah,
what
you mix
is
it
this?
With the magnesium. It's,
and then boof it.
It's basically like a something you put on your face.
Like a serum.
A serum. And it's very like.
Is it made out of snails?
Yes. Yeah. But I was
like mucus.
Aaron, I heard last night if you have a shellfish allergy, it will like break you out massively. So don't try it unless you already have tried it.
Interesting. I wonder why.
Because I guess a snail is technically a shellfish. It lives in a shell.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But there's no way it's a shellfish.
Wait, what do you mean? If it's made out of snail, then.
It's not a fish.
But it's yes, shellfish but it's, is not
it doesn't
fish.
Live in the sea.
There's sea snails. There are snails that live in the sea.
Well,
and
yeah, but
snails
not
are
these
usually
kind.
Found by water.
Snails are so funny.
I know.
Like wait, oh, like a hermit crab's a shellfish.
I used to have one.
Me too. I did.
Snails are, yep.
They're a shellfish.
Marine animals in the shellfish category include.
Oh, I can eat snails though.
Oh, crustaceans.
I love escargot.
Sorry, I'm from the Midwest. And mollusks.
Mollusks.
Examples are shrimp, crab, lobster, squid, oyster, scallops, and snails.
Carly just trying to pronounce
anything in these.
Yeah.
Crustacean.
Crustacean.
Mollusks.
I can't read good.
Lobster.
I can read some. Oh, sorry. We didn't even ask Mike.
Well, I didn't really realize that we were prepared.
That's fair.
I will say I love my Casio watch.
I was going to say, because you were just looking at it.
It is one of my favorite things that I bought.
Evora watches, too.
I feel like the screen's a little small.
Oh, wait.
On
that's
that.
So cute.
Thank you. They like, come in all different types of colors. I love them.
You should get one that matches your Owala.
They'll probably send you some.
Also, Owala, I feel we should have mentioned.
Oh,
that's
we
obvious.
Do love our Owalas.
Yeah.
Aaron, you got to get a silencer for yours.
No, it's okay.
Put it down on the table. Let's
hear. I like to be loud.
A loud woman. Oh my god.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
We got a lot of Aquaphor submissions. So many people love Aquaphor. I get it. I do
love Aquaphor.
I do.
I slug my face
yes,
right
slug.
Up.
We slug our faces with Aquaphor.
Like
or CeraVe.
Yeah.
You
so
just
like
look
when,
like a melting candle.
When yep. I am in Utah and
that's
like
so
after
young.
Skiing, like at night, I'll wash my face, put on my whatever, and then I will put Aquaphor all over my face.
See, that makes, I think that would like clog my pores and cause a
no,
zit.
As long as you
I would
cleanse
so
your face
too,
first.
But it does not.
You have
if
to cleanse
anything,
your face
my skin
first.
Looks better.
You have to cleanse your face first. That's why. Oh. If you do it after the day and don't cleanse your face, you're trapping in a lot of stuff.
Dirt and grime.
Yeah.
But even on my lips, I love it.
Someone said Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. I have to agree.
Those are pretty great.
Those are,
also
those are
great for cleaning
magic.
Shoes. If yep. you have white shoes, Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Supreme. Mm-hmm.
God, I haven't used a Mr. Clean in so long. They just remind me of like moving out of apartments and trying to like get stuff off the walls.
Oh, to like get the
yes.
security deposit
yeah.
back?
Yeah. Someone said evil bone water. Chinese herbal. It's a Chinese herbal tincture for muscle, bone, really anything pain. So I guess keep that in mind.
Evil?
Evil bone water.
It's going to be a no for me.
This is like Snape's potion class.
I want to also mention, I got this this brand called Lufee, Louffee.
I saw this on your story
yes,
last night.
It's so cool. They sent me their product. So basically, this sounds like, again, an ad, but it's not. It looks like a loofah, but you pull the string and it basically tightens and makes a ball. So you can put a bar of soap in the middle. Or they sent me these like gel soap thingies.
I'm sold.
Yeah, no, it's sick. And you, you just you put whatever you have, you can put your soap in it, whatever kind you have. Make it a ball and then just use it and it works great.
And then you cute. Wash that like material once the soap goes out because like loofahs can get a little like dirty
yeah,
over
well,
time. Is it like a ShamWow like, material?
It's literally like a loofah material.
ShamWow.
Well, like when
just in the shower
it's
with
not,
a ShamWow.
Well, like, for yeah. me, loofahs are like almost like lace
plastic,
netting kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
That looked like it was like ShamWow material,
like, cloth,
like
a
really
a
dense
bit.
Cloth.
The cloth is in the middle, so where you put the soap. And then the loofah is like on the outside and you pull the string and it makes it into
have you
kind
used
of a ball.
It yet?
I used it last night, yeah.
Nice.
I will say it was kind of hard at first to get it sudsy, but it does.
Cool.
I like the product a lot so far, so shout
I'm
out to
sure
them.
I'm pretty sure that ShamWow guy like killed somebody.
He got busted for cocaine.
Killed is that what someone. It was?
Cocaine.
For boofing coke.
Oh. Boofing coke.
On his
he,
IG
like,
story.
I thought he like killed a prostitute or something crazy like that.
Probably.
I can't tell you how much Aquaphor we got sent. Like
wow.
Every other one is Crocs.
Oh,
yes.
Love a Croc.
Stan.
Pimple patches. I totally agree.
Oh, the Starface pimple patches. Love them. They're supposed to send me some, but I have not gotten them.
The Neutrogena ones that are like skin tone are great, by the way.
But see, the skin, if you're going
to
give me a pimple patch,
you want it
make
to be,
it like
yeah.
obvious.
But
like,
for us,
I
like,
don't
we can
want,
put makeup over it if
oh,
we want to.
Good point.
I feel like the Starface didn't really do anything for me when I tried it.
Yeah, they don't do anything for me either, but the Neutrogena ones.
Okay.
Weighted blanket, Barabee.
Oh, Barabee's great.
Love Barabee. I sleep with it every single night. I can't believe I didn't write that down.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Oh my God, someone said Billy Razor.
Oh, are you looking at the submissions too?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next
week. See you next week. Toodaloo. Thank you for submitting, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You.